Welcome to the Unhinged podcast, where you can catch up with us, the members of Hinge, get updates on what we're up to, and hear us talk utter nonsense.
Play a game where if you get a text message, you have to read it out.
Oh my God, no way.
No?
Got some top.
Can we just have a check, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, fine.
How is everyone?
Not too bad. I enjoyed Grimo on the phone inviting Matt, our drummer, along to the podcast because he started... You spoke to him in his language, which is...
English.
To start a call halfway through.
Yes.
Huh?
Because every time I get a call from Matt, it's mid-sentence from the beginning.
Oh, I've never
heard that. With no context. Oh, you've missed out. It's a beautiful thing. But you just did it back to him. You just went, so yeah, you know, if you want to come at half seven, it's fine. As an opening sentence. I was like, he's doing it in Matt speak.
I didn't feel like there needed to be any lead up.
There's no introduction at all.
He knew, I could feel the fear that he knew what that phone call was going to be about.
What did he say? Is he coming or not?
No, he's now making spaghetti, so he couldn't possibly make it.
Knowing Matt, he'll be making it from scratch as well.
Well, no, I mean, this is the thing.
Durham wheat.
By the time he's...
Durham.
By the time he's finished, like, you know, rolling the dough and all that.
Well,
it takes, like, a good covered in flour, 6 to 8 hours to make a good ragu, doesn't it?
Right. No, exactly.
I've heard Matt's ragu is absolutely outstanding.
Does make a solid ragu.
He also is really good at taking dried pasta out of packets.
He does do that occasionally. But I think tonight's special. I think tonight's...
Is it his anniversary?
Anniversary of the first time he ever made pasta from scratch.
Yeah.
He's doing a celebratory 10-year pasta.
He'd be there with like a big tall hat and a fake moustache on, like a proper old Italian chef.
Yeah. I can see that happening.
Pinching his two fingers and his thumb together like...
Oh, Matt, come and do the podcast with us. It won't ruin the dynamic. It won't change anything that much.
It'll add a dimension that we never knew existed.
I think you said it'll add dementia. It's like, okay, fine.
It'll be a fourth dimension.
It's definitely worth trying.
For the Hinge 4D.
4D.
Yeah, I think we should try it.
So what intro have you got this week?
Well, then? I haven't... I forgot what I was just doing. It's going to be like brand new.
Just
I'm
going
to do this.
Menacing.
It is.
We should be filming this. Ian stares through your soul when he's concentrating on playing the guitar.
You normally do a sing.
I'm not feeling it. I don't know.
No, I didn't like that one.
Didn't like the chromatic nature of your riff.
Do you want another one, or was you just leaving?
No, I mean,
it felt like...
I've already eaten.
Did you want to sing?
It felt like high-paced stakeout music.
If any directors are watching and are going to do a new film about what was it? High-intensity stakeout.
High-paced.
Aren't stakeouts quite low-paced in their very nature?
I know,
though.
But it's like you'd put the twist on it of making it high-paced.
Could even go on, like, GTA 6. I know that's coming out soon. Well, 2 years, isn't it?
What's GTA?
Is it 6 or 5? Or...
Grand Theft Auto. So.
Grand Theft Auto. Not
Is
grand.
Is that a film?
Huh? It's a computer game. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, God.
Apparently.
Grand.
Eddie Grant. Electric
Grant.
Theft Auto.
We're going to
steal your car
and stab you in the...
Okay, fair enough. Escalation.
And shag lots of hookers.
Hey.
Hey, hey. Hey. I think I might go and have a beer just so I can cope with you. You're here in my studio.
So, end of last week, I think the question led to... What weird things does Daniel do? And we said that would start off the next episode, which is this one. Daniel, where would you like to start from the beginning?
What weird things don't I do?
This is one episode, right?
I work with Daniel or Dan or Grimo or Grimo or
the thing is anything that you do probably feels quite normal to you.
Yeah,
I talk to myself a lot.
Do you?
Which is quite. I
can't imagine you doing that.
I've pretty.
What tone do you take with yourself? That's what I want to know.
I have pretty thorough discussions with myself on a regular basis.
Hang on, this.
I don't think I've really seen that.
No, I find it quite cathartic to have a full-on debate with myself.
Who wins? Who loses?
No one wins. I win. I win either way because I'm forming both sides of the argument.
Are you sort of what are you trying to do? Like rewrite history or something?
No. It's like just generally, I think, just like if I'm in the car and I'm, it could be anything. Could be to do with work or could be like ideas for like song or something like that. But I'll have a full on conversation with myself.
Fully
about
debate
that.
It
like
with
out,
yourself.
Loud,
mm.
Out loud. Out loud. Out loud conversation.
So to make a better podcast, well, shouldn't we just leave you in here but with two mics? And then you could just flick between.
Oh, mate, if Matt don't come, we could have Matt. Daniel Mark 2.
You could have the other side of me.
Yeah, but we could like pitch down your voice or something.
Side.
Oh, is that the other side, is it?
That's the other side.
I'm watching Constellation at the moment.
Naughty.
And
what's that?
It's about quantum physics and there being alternate realities.
Maybe that's what I'm doing.
That leads me to something that I would like to discuss.
Go on then.
But I don't know what to do it now because Dan was doing his bit.
No, that's weird enough.
Well, maybe I can segue by saying maybe that's what I'm doing. Maybe I'm talking to myself
now
from an alternative reality. I think I'm just talking to myself. I'm not. I'm actually talking to another me, and that other me is having a conversation in his fucking spaceship or wherever the fuck he's in, thinking that he's talking to himself. But actually, he's talking to me, and we're both talking about the same thing. Although that'd be weird.
What?
That'd be weird because.
Excuse me.
That'd be weird because if the other me was in a completely different reality and say he's flying a fucking hover car on Pluto and then he's having a chat and realises that what he's talking about he's never experienced before, like the state of the roadworks on the A12 at the moment.
That's a giant pothole.
Yeah.
What's a pothole?
You know, what the fuck's that? Never experienced it.
Why am I talking in English?
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Why do I keep having a craving for a beer?
What is beer?
What is beer? What is it?
Do you want one?
I can have one, yeah.
Unhinged.
So I won't be drinking with Paul later on because, well, I could drink with Paul, but there wouldn't be much point. Paul doesn't drink.
Maybe. So you only drink for other people?
There's something wrong
with that. Yeah, maybe that's something else weird I do.
Hates drinking.
I literally...
does it quite a lot, considering he hates it.
I just hate drinking, and I only do it for other people's enjoyment.
You like that?
You've got your Titan
Stella. It's selfless, yeah. I've got my tall Stella for the evening.
Are you going to save most of it till about 8:57 and then scull it? So what did you... You went on a date?
I did go on a date in Germany.
How did that pan out?
It went very well. Very nice lady.
Did you...
Should we wait for Ed?
Ask her for a hand in marriage?
No. Not so much. Well, we spent a good 4.5 hours together. So I normally wait to at least 8 before I know if I'm going to marry him or not.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm like.
It's a good 8 hour. You like to hold it off.
I like to play it cool.
Play it cool.
Don't jump in too quick. 8 hours is fucking a lifetime, isn't it?
Have you messaged her at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning yet?
No. We have messaged.
Do you feel like she misses you?
Mm.
So what was this topic that you were about to embark upon?
As we just briefly spoke about, I was in Germany over the weekend.
Cool.
And Ed, you just brought up alternative realities.
Yeah.
So I had this moment when in I've got the train from the airport to Berlin Sudkreuz station. And I was...
Has it got a question mark on the boards as well? Sudkreuz station?
Well, I don't know if I'm saying it right for German listeners out there. I think Sudkreuz. I'm not sure.
We do have a big German following.
We do. It's huge, actually. Yeah, I should actually pick up on that. I got off the train and I was just like, I felt like I was walking quite tall. And then I just thought to myself, I'm 6'6". I've got blonde hair and blue eyes. In a different reality, I could have been fucking king or something. if I was born into a different world, I could have been, top dog.
What a world where Nazi Germany had won.
Yeah. One where the baddies won.
Yeah.
Obviously, I would have had nothing to do with it, and that we would just born into a massive racist world.
But you may have profited from the outcome of that being a very tall, blonde, blue-eyed man.
Yeah.
Moved up the ranks.
Aryan.
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 Heir to the Ian.
Heir to the Ian. That's my rap name if I was born in... But yeah.
Aryan.
That's what I thought. It just crossed my mind.
How long did it stay in your head for?
Just as I went down and got like a... Too scared to buy a coffee.
Did you get
to speak German?
Did you learn anything?
I know a bit of German, but yeah.
Go on then, give us a.
Oh, I don't like. I couldn't tell you anything.
Well, that's how it works, isn't it?
Auf Wiedersehen, Pat.
What do you want to know?
Please, can I have a coffee?
So I would say einen flat white bitter. Which is one flat white, please, I believe.
But it is.
Yeah, well, it's not bad.
It might come up in a sentence or something.
That is one.
The way you said it, if I was serving you, I would have given you a bitter with a flat white poured into it.
Oh, there we go. That's the German and English. Which led me to another question to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm. Fucking glad that was going somewhere.
Where do you think... I feel like we could have gone a lot longer on the fucking world where I'm...
You being an Aryan prince.
In a Nazi fucking regime. But yeah, look, we can park that bus and come back to that. What era of the world do you think you would be most suited to if you had to perhaps go back in time, but probably better? Cause
I'd like to have been 16 years old, either 1964 or 1976.
For musical reasons?
Yeah. Might have had a career.
Ah, right.
To speak of, rather than what I am now, which is fucking
That's a whole separate podcast.
Is fucking absolute
things I could have been
wreck with nothing happening.
Do you reckon you would have? Oh, so yeah,
no, I'd have had a better chance. I'd have had a better chance because there was an industry where people bought stuff.
Yeah,
but then would you? Good question here. Fucking hold on to your fucking hats. Would you have had the musical inspiration that you have had if you were born then?
Are you taking all your knowledge now as a 16-year-old?
No, the reason why it would have worked is because I took my main inspiration from music that was already around.
Ah, right, okay.
Anyway, I was listening to 50s R&B. So, yeah, it would have happened a different way. You're right. It would have happened differently. But it was all that's all I was listening to anyway as a kid.
Ian was just listening to old Nazi records. I think this is all going to unravel over a number of podcasts.
In the alternative reality, I'm pleased that we're not in it. But
I'm not sure. I think you look pretty... Your eyes are going a bit
none of it would have. None of it would have had... it's nothing to do with me. I was just born into that world.
You are...
It has nothing to do with the history. I'm just a product of this design. I'm very grateful that I'm not, but who knows what could have happened.
You are the Ian in High Castle.
I don't know what that is.
You never seen the Man in High Castle?
Man in the High Castle.
I have not.
That's exactly that. Alternative...
The Axis win.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, you could have been in it.
I could have.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have been good for you.
Mm. Would have betrayed me. As in, not betrayed but like...
Portrayed.
Portrayed.
Betrayed. Somebody would have betrayed me.
Yeah.
I think my... I always quite liked the idea of...
having a 1.6 Cortina laser in about 1982.
No, I've never been... The 80s have sort of washed past me a little bit, mainly because I was about two.
Yeah.
I think if I was to go back, like medieval times, I could go and check that out.
He could be a king.
I'd make
an amazing king.
Miserable Henry. Existence.
You look a bit Henry VIII.
I know. It has been said to me before.
Black death ravishing the world. I mean, just terrible, terrible times.
I know, exactly. But at least everyone's in the same boat.
That's not true, though, is it? With the class system. The feudal system.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be a pauper back then. You'd probably want to be from a family of good wealth.
I don't know. I mean... I think
Dan wants to be a medieval serf.
Maybe fucking...
This is what you fucking want.
Walking through shit.
I want to go back
piss.
To basics, all right, lads? To be a medieval serf.
I think there'd probably be an element of that. Like, how much would you really have to worry about?
Well, you'll be dead of a cold by, like, 22 or something.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So you just...
So you want to go back in time so you can die young.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, we can just... cull you. That's not a problem if that's what you want.
Wait till episode 4.
What is that when Matt finally enters?
Matt can walk in. That can be stage entrance.
Shoots you.
Matt comes in, kills me.
Well, Matt comes in mid sentence and ruins the. You know.
Matt comes in mid sentence with his own mid sentence.
With a fucking
that has no correlation to my
3 week old ragu.
Yeah, with a great big bowl of 3 week old. Pasta. I came up with something.
Did you? What you got?
So, I think this is a good one, and it's relative to us.
That's helpful.
Why do you think Matt hasn't come to do the podcast?
You just wrote that in your phone when we're having the tea in the kitchen. That's all you fucking fun that in.
I know, but why?
Well, I think
what's his fear?
I don't know if he truly knew it was happening Thursday.
I think there's an outside of logistics.
There's a macro.
I think he just worries, doesn't he? He worries about life.
He
worries a lot more than he lets on, I think. Maybe we all do. Sometimes I look at you at work and I think he's definitely having a bit of a worry.
He's so worried right now.
Maybe Matt doesn't see the intrinsic value in it and would rather just play the drums incredibly fast.
He does like doing that. give him his hats off to him there.
Maybe he just doesn't know what to say.
I think it'd be fine. He doesn't know what to say even when he does know what to say.
Did you come up with anything else or just
no,
Matt-related Matt. Questions?
Why is releasing a single so boring?
It's not boring.
No, it should be the most exciting thing in the world, but the world we live in makes it boring.
Hang on.
I have nothing really. I've never done it, so I don't know.
Well,
so
you're in the process of doing it right now. You just don't realise it.
About 100,000 songs go on Spotify a day, apparently.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine the amount of shit in amongst all of that.
Well, some people think what we're going to put on is that as well.
It'll be us then. But
the point is, it's like, it wasn't that long ago that there'd have been people hanging around for a bit more. I think everyone's a content provider. Not everyone, but like, there's this glut of supply, which is great because it means it's quite democratic. Anyone can put shit up. But then it makes it much harder to add any value to anything if you think it's good.
I know what you mean. I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, obviously, like, you know, we're in the midst of releasing and...
Let's play him a clip. Let's cut to a clip.
Oh, wow, that was amazing.
That was fucking fantastic. Mm, none of us sat here in silence. No.
Play his music here.
Yeah, for a second and then edited it so it sounded like... First time we've done that as well, though. Well done, Ed, for coming up with that idea. Yeah.
That is what happens when
you're radio. No, I think...
That's radio, baby.
Dan, you're going to get more excited when you've got a video in your hands, but you've got the visuals and you can start to imagine it.
If I had a video... literally in my hands.
A VHS.
Are you
a VHS?
Are you upset? Are you? It's. What did you say? It was boring.
Boring. Upset? No, it's not.
Disappointing
upset.
Or boring?
No, it's just. It's. I think like
we're really going to enthuse people.
Could you
with this chat
quickly run me through what you have to do?
Doll. Can't even do your accent.
So you have
that
to.
That you are finding so boring.
So, obviously.
Quickly.
The problem is
quicker.
The problem is you. It's not just a quick like, you know, a few clicks. Right, that's it. It's done and it's up. It like takes time to process, and then obviously nowadays for anything to actually sort of do any good, I think it's the whole. That I mean, it's one thing that I'm terrible at anyway is planning and timing. I want to do something, so I'll fucking go and do it, like, right this second and now.
But where your strength will come in is in the marketing. Because for this fucking stupid Spotify stuff, you have to write a 400-word pitch. And it's got a 400-character pitch to the curators of the playlists. Right? If we get playlisted...
Do they actually read them?
Yeah, I've been playlisted twice. I've been quite lucky.
And it's... Is it? Do they just credit like they say yes just because of the words that you've used in the pitch?
No,
and
it's
nothing
the whole
to
thing.
Do with the music.
You have to create your canvas. Obviously, you want your artwork to look good. Which
is that
I
the little
think
video bit?
Yeah. So that's the portrait, 8-second rolling thing. It often looks good in slow mo. I think.
About your twitching arsehole.
Yeah, something like that would look good.
Twitching arsehole. Proper like close up.
Yeah.
Like a little cat's
little
nose.
Prolapsy.
Twitch.
Little smear of turd in one of the creases.
Yeah, one of them.
I've only got one. One crease. The rest of it looks like it's been ironed. It's absolutely fucking perfect.
Sorry.
Well, now I'm being boring, and
I'm saying. No, sorry. Just...
You asked a question and gave the answer.
Yeah,
it's just not enough, is it?
It's got sidetracked because of the twitching arsehole for 8 seconds.
No, but it does. It does.
If we get playlisted, no one will know who
we'll
we
listen
are.
To us, whatever.
No, they won't know who we are. That will be added to their punk 2024 playlist.
Yeah.
Which they'll put on shuffle.
Yeah, yeah. And then
we'll get a million listens, but it won't drive anyone to know who Hinge is.
No.
It'll just be like, oh, this sounds right.
Unless they are proactive with their Spotify and then look further into that band. Which I do.
So before I got playlisted, I had 380 followers.
Yeah.
Right, and then about 300 listens a month. After I got playlisted, it went up to 9,000 listeners a month.
Uh-huh.
And now my followers are around 500.
So followers don't really matter, does it?
Because you release still... it and go straight to them.
Oh, yeah, in terms of release. But if you...
What I'm saying is it didn't affect the followership, for want of a better word.
Well, that's good though, isn't it?
No. What I'm saying is the people listening to it aren't finding the artist.
No,
they're
it's just
listening
that,
to it.
They're just listening to it on a playlist that goes, "This is Scar."
No, because you still can save the song to your thing, your Spotify.
You can save it.
I don't follow all the people I listen to on it, but I know.
Yeah, okay, that's a
middle ground, there.
But wouldn't you think that they would? Come up a bit more than that, considering the percentage of stream increase.
Yeah, but what you like and the actual following of an artist on Spotify. Doesn't do
just
anything
means you get
for me.
An alert when they
yeah, but listen. You get. I don't care if you get a new thing pop up anyway. Like if there's a new release.
What does 9,000 followers get you in monetary terms?
$1.08 a month.
Fucking hell.
He's loaded. This cunt's been living a fucking dream, and he ain't told us.
Prefer a Mars bar and a blowjob.
Well,
that'd be all right once a month, wouldn't it?
A Mars bar.
Owner of Spotify, whoever
half
that is.
A Mars bar, yeah.
Half a Mars bar. You've got to finish the Mars bar before the end of the blowjob.
What? You have to
that's
finish
the
you're
Mars
really
th- bar.
You're thinking about the logistics of this.
Yeah. By the end of the blowjob.
Yeah. So you have to be receiving the blowjob. And
who's eating the Mars bar?
You, obviously you, not the person doing the blowjob. They'll be chewing on
person on the blowjob was chewing on your knob,
wouldn't they?
Oh, okay.
Thanks for listening to the Unhinged podcast. If you want to listen to more weekly episodes, make sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram @hinge_punk. That's @hinge_punk.